BBC News with David Austin. President Barack Obama says the summit conference on nuclear security, which has just ended in Washington, was a testament to what is possible when nations come together. He said the 49 countries who attended had come to a four-point plan for future success in securing the security of all nuclear materials produced or stockpiled around the globe. Mr. Obama said the summit had made a real contribution to a safer world.
First, we agreed on the urgency and seriousness of the threat. Today, we are declaring that nuclear terrorism is one of the most challenging threats to international security. We also agreed that the most effective way to prevent terrorists and criminals from acquiring nuclear materials is through strong nuclear security, protecting nuclear materials, and preventing nuclear smuggling. Second, to secure all vulnerable nuclear materials around the world in 4 years' time. Third, we reaffirm that it is the fundamental responsibility of nations, consistent with their international obligations, to maintain effective security of the nuclear materials and facilities under our control. And fourth, we recognized that this threat cannot be addressed by countries working in isolation. So we've committed ourselves to a sustained, effective program of international cooperation on national security, and we call on other nations to join us.
The self-declared interim government in Kyrgyzstan has yet to give a response to President Kurmanbek Bakiyev's announcement that he would be willing to step down if certain conditions were met. It held a late-night meeting in the capital, Bishkek, but made no announcement afterwards. Our correspondent in Kyrgyzstan, Rayhan Dimitri, has more.
An opposition delegate had told the BBC that they were planning to discuss a response to the president's offer of resignation. However, Timir Sariyev, the deputy head of the interim government, came out of the meeting and said the issue had not been on the agenda. President Kurmanbek Bakiyev said he was willing to speak to the head of the self-declared government, Roza Otunbayeva. It follows an earlier decision by the interim government to strip Mr. Bakiyev of his presidential immunity and to issue arrest warrants for members of his family.
There have been new allegations of voting fraud in Sudan on the third day of nationwide elections. A BBC reporter in Khartoum says the party of President Omar al-Bashir is accused of giving voters ballot papers based on fake documents. At the same time, a senior politician in southern Sudan, Lam Akol, accused the former southern rebels of trying to rig the poll.
Another form of rigging is the threats and intimidation and detention of voters by the SPLA and its various intelligence organs and attempting to press them to vote in a particular manner.
Lam Akol speaking in southern Sudan. This is the world news from the BBC. Gay rights groups have criticized a senior member of the Vatican for remarks he made linking homosexuality with paedophilia in the child sex abuse scandal facing the Roman Catholic Church. The British group Stonewall said it was astonishing that in 2010 the gay community should still be dealing with such an offensive myth. A Pakistani official has told the BBC that a Pakistani Air Force attack near the Afghan border on Saturday killed 73 civilians. A Pakistani military spokesman had earlier insisted that the attack targeted militants. It's impossible to verify either account because of the remoteness of the region. From Islamabad, Orla Guerin reports.
The bombing took place on Saturday in a remote village in the Khyber tribal region. It has taken several days for detailed accounts to emerge. Now a local official has told the BBC that all of those killed, more than 70 people, were innocent civilians. He said the fighter jet may have strayed from nearby Oraksai, where the army is targeting Taliban positions. The official spoke on condition of anonymity, saying the military had tried to gag him.
One of the fastest growing sites on the internet, the messaging service Twitter, is for the first time to allow limited advertising. Twitter, where users keep in touch by sending short messages known as tweets, says businesses will be able to pay for promotional messages that will appear among the results of searches on the site. But Twitter says it will not run adverts that prove unpopular with users. Rival political leaders in Lebanon have marked the 35th anniversary of the outbreak of the civil war in 1975 with a football match to demonstrate their unity. The Prime Minister, Saad Hariri, captained his team against a side led by a Hezbollah member of the parliament. A BBC correspondent in Beirut said commentators had to stifle their laughter as the unfit politicians quickly ran out of breath. And that's the latest BBC News.